Crosby and Rosemary Clooney. Presented by Fells and Company and General Electric Light Bulbs.
What's your song, Bing?
Well, it's a little Andalusian anthem called In a Little Spanish Town.
You're quite an authority on little Spanish towns, aren't you?
Yes, I know quite a bit about the big Spanish ciudades, too. As a matter of fact, I motored leisurely through Spain not too long ago. I just wanted to sort of get in the proper mood and pick up an attitude to sing numbers of this type.
Well, think of that.
Pretty engrossing, huh?
Really, it's amazing the amount of effort and time and study we singers go through before we can deliver a number properly.
You bet. No question about it, Rosie. Singing is, well, it's work. It's hard, hard, introspective work.
I know. Like motoring leisurely through Spain, huh?
Rosie, would you believe me? Now, I want you to really listen to this. I spent 3 months in Paris one time just to get myself in condition to sing April in Paris.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes, yes. I heard you sing April in Paris. And it seems to me I heard a slight clinker or two in your rendition.
I think I must have overtrained. You see, I spent so much time getting in condition, I might have gotten out of condition, sort of left all my fight in the training camp.
Yeah, that can happen in Paris.
Ooh, quite often. But despite the many distractions in Paris, the arts, you'll agree, always flourish.
Oh, yes, the arts do flourish in Paris, but I don't think Amour takes a back seat, do you?
Well, that's a point for discussion, Rosemary, but I'll have to defer my answer if it seems that I've just got to concern myself now with the moment of truth.
You're going to slip into your toreador outfit and sing in a little Spanish town, huh?
Exactly. Ole!
Spanish town, 'twas on a night like this. Stars were peekabooing down, 'twas on a night like this. I whispered, be true to me. And she sighed, she sees. Many skies have turned to gray because we're far apart. Many moons have passed away and still she's in my heart. We made a promise and we sealed it with a kiss. In a little Spanish town, 'twas on a night like this.
The other day, you told me to bring home some gentle fells to make washing dishes less of a problem.
Yes, did you find it?
Certainly. Every grocer has it. I just want to report that our dishwashing expert said gentle fells is the greatest, the most, the answer.
Mm-hmm. Didn't she love the way it went right to work on those dishes? Grease and stains just slip off.
Yes, sir. This performance was truly exceptional, but the encore is what had the girls bravoing.
The encore?
The after effect. The way the glasses and dishes dried to a sparkle and the way their hands looked.
I know. Gentle Fells has lanolin D that protects your hands.
Well, don't they all?
Goodness, no. Gentle Fells is the only dishwashing detergent that does contain lanolin D. Lanolin D is the very essence of skin beauty, you know. And it has been added to Gentle Fells' clear golden liquid to keep hands soft and lovely.
And I suppose, quite naturally to you girls, that's most important, huh?
You don't want us to go around with hands looking cracked and raw, do you? Gentle Fells prevents tattletale hands.
You might even say Gentle Fells cushions your hands while it cleans your dishes.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
So girls, get Gentle Fells next time you're at the store.
For a spotless reputation, you can't beat the Fells family of fine cleaning products.
Gentle Fells for dishes and Instant Fells Naphtha for laundry. Ladies, why not jot those names down on your grocery list right now?
I've got them jotted down, Bing.
Well, you're a nice lady. And an intelligent lady to do so, Rosie. Incidentally, you happen to have a song jotted down there on your notepad?
I surely have. Always got a song jotted down and ready to go.
There we have it, then. And by the way, I think that song should be gentle.
Oh, I've got one as gentle fells. Tenderly. That gentle enough?
That is way, way gentle. Just the song.
The trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came wandering by and lost in by sea and mist, tenderly. I can't forget how two hearts met breathlessly. Your arms opened wide and closed me. Took my love so tenderly. Your arms opened wide and closed me inside. You took my lips. You took my love so tenderly.
Rosemary?
Yes, Bing.
I don't know if I've told you lately how nice it is to be working with you and to have you here to add your dulcet, your bell-like tones to my drab funereal groan.
Oh, now you don't have to run yourself down like that, Bing.
It's not the thing, nothing at all, Rosie. It's just that Sir Walter Raleigh and me. I'm very gallant, you know. It's my pleasure to fling my cloak down in the mud so you can step on it and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, how chivalrous you are. You belong to that gently bred, polished, well-mannered school of singers that is fast disappearing.
Oh, yes, yes. They call me the Gaylord Ravenel of Palm Desert.
Yeah, there are very few of you left, Bing.
Only a couple of us old beat-up cats. Well, yeah. I guess there's just me and John Charles Thomas, huh?
Yeah, all four of you better than nothing, though.
Definitely. But to step out of my role of the Cavalier, Rosie, and get down to brass tacks, what are we going to sing?
Oh, let's stay in this romantic mood.
This is a romantic mood, huh?
Mm.
Then I suggest we just couldn't say goodbye, fair lady. I kiss your hand, madame.
I may swoon.
We thought that love was over, that we were really through.
I said I didn't love her, we'd begin anew.
And you can all believe me, we sure intended to.
But we just couldn't say goodbye.
The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried.
The curtains started waving for me to come inside.
I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide.
And we just couldn't say goodbye.
The clock was struck. striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below.
With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So I went back and kissed her. When I looked around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye.
When I look around, the room was singing love songs, dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found
that we just couldn't say goodbye.
So Kathy tells me you've kicked the habit, Bing. Sure was a surprise to me. I never knew you started.
Well, Ken, I'm glad that I've been able to keep a few secrets from you and from the public.
You certainly have. Tell me, Bing, how'd you do it? How did you ever give up bulb snatching?
Oh, that's a pretty sneaky lead into a commercial,
isn't
I'd
it?
Say.
Yeah.
But seriously, I was talking to a psychiatrist, and he told me that a good way to break a habit is to get another habit. So instead of being a compulsive bulb snatcher, I am now a compulsive GE bulb collector. I always have plenty of spare General Electric bulbs on hand.
You mean you carry GE bulbs around all the time in your pockets?
I generally do, but it just happens I left them in my other suit today. Of course, we keep most of our General Electric bulbs on the closet shelf where we can get at them when we need them.
Well, with over 10,000 different types and sizes of bulbs to choose from, your closet must get pretty crowded.
Oh, it looks like Fibber McGee's there someday, but I collect only those General Electric bulbs that we use in our house. For instance, we keep a lot of GE three-way bulbs on hand, so we won't get in the bad habit of putting a one-way bulb into a three-way socket. And, of course, we're just loaded with 60 and 100 watters and all the other sizes we need, including those itty-bitty GE nightlights. Well, you should come and see us, Ken. We're a regular General Electric bulb store.
Well, since you're doing my announcing job for me, Bing, why don't you go ahead and tell the ladies to put General Electric bulbs on their shopping list the next time they go to the store?
Shall do. Ladies, remember, the next time you go past the General Electric bulb display in your store, don't go past it. You stop and buy some. It's easy to see the best bulbs are GE. Little interlude now musically, featuring Buddy Cole and the orchestra.
Thank you. That was real swingy, buddy, and boys.
I call now upon my favorite vocalist. That favorite being, of course, Miss Rosemary Clooney.
Thank you, Bing. And may I say that you're my favorite vocalist, too?
Isn't this a dandy little round robin?
Yeah. Have you got the music all set and ready to go?
No. We're going to ad-lib it.
Oh?
We just grabbed something off the rack. Now, how about this one? Something to remember you by.
I'll chance it if you will.
I'll chance it. Radio day is over for us, Rosemary. You make a note, though. We meet right here on Monday. Same time, same place.
Should the folks listening make a note, too?
Oh, indelibly. Mm-hmm. Pleasant weekend to you, folks. See you Monday, then.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood.